Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past. Okay, perfect. So I had to at least sit down and talk about Britney Spears' book, The Woman in Me, obviously. I love Michelle Williams. I'm a huge Michelle Williams fan, so I was excited when I heard that she was going to be reading the book for Britney. But I actually think this is like, I don't know. I feel like Michelle Williams reading it takes it to a whole new level. I almost want to say that's my favorite part of the entire experience, was listening to Michelle Williams perform as Britney Spears. I found it to be transcending. Of course, really, really sad. At times, I had to just turn it off and walk away and listen to something else for a little while because it was, you know, of course, just like gut-wrenching to listen to some of the abuse that she's gone through in her life from her father, and, you know, just the weird parallels of everything that happened with her grandmother being institutionalized and put on lithium and, you know, killing herself with a shotgun. And then everything that happened to Britney, you know, it was intense to listen to. Oh, and trigger warning, by the way, and spoilers, obviously. Sorry about that. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you clicked on this, you've read the book. If not, you definitely should. But to that point, like, spoilers, but not really, because everything in this book we already know, or, you know, it's out there in some capacity. So in a way, I did kind of walk away from this feeling like, you know, there is a very small chance, just a conspiracy, that maybe Britney didn't even write this book. Anybody could have written this book. You know, it's like the Aaron Carter book situation. She called out a lot of her abusers by name. You know, she flat out said that Jamie was an alcoholic, but you know, she does show a lot of empathy and understanding, which I thought was really interesting and insightful into like the entire family dynamic. It seems like she's still really, really upset with Jamie Lynn and her mom, which, I mean, I don't blame her, and it sounds like she's downplaying a lot of the abuse that went on as well, because from the outside, knowing what was going on and just learning everything that happened, the way she talks about it so casually is kind of frightening and sad. And, you know, you can tell that she really was terrified to basically lose her children, and that they used her children as a weapon against her to keep them making money and having status and prestige. I mean, she was truly no longer allowed to make her own decisions or do anything that she wanted to do, make any kind of choices in her life. She's under the control of this deranged, drunk lunatic who's operating her conservatorship under like the most horrific circumstances ever. And he's sitting there telling her, you know, I'm Britney Spears now. And meaning from that point on, he made all of the decisions and called all of the shots. So she was no longer allowed to make her own decisions and do anything without permission. I mean, she was allowed a $2,000 a week allowance, but still had to get approval on what she could spend money on. And this is all stuff that we already knew, right? She took her dancers and crew out for a thank you dinner, and she said that it was $1,000 for the tab, but her credit card got declined and she wasn't able to purchase this dinner for all of them. When it came to her mom, she basically said that while her dad would get drunk, her mom would become loud and angry about it, and that actually was worse for her because she didn't want to hear all the arguing. You know, and you can tell that she still has so much resent towards her mother. There's also a lot of bits about her and her mother drinking together, going out to like inappropriate places together and partying, and like just definitely things that Britney certainly would never get away with doing with her kids. So it's just really ironic that there was such little, not even little supervision, but like nefariously bad supervision in her childhood, and yet she was never really allowed that kind of freedom with her own kids. It's really crazy. I mean, especially with her sister's, you know, child having that ATV accident. It's like, I don't think that anything like that has happened to Britney's kids while they're in her care. So, and she does mention the ATV accident in the book, which felt kind of shady, to be honest. And I loved it. Oh, but anyways, she does confirm that you know, Lynn did knowingly put her in a position that she was going to get basically surrounded by a SWAT team and escorted to the patient facility. And she used her night out as evidence against her. So that's really tragic. I mean, I know that we saw those tabloid things of her going to visit Brittany recently. So I'm not sure, you know, Brittany makes it pretty clear in this book that she really despises her mother. So I'm curious if we will ever see them like celebrating a holiday again or not. I really don't think so, though. It seems like, you know, she's completely done with her family. And she explains that Jamie Lynn was ungrateful for everything that Brittany ever bought the family. I mean, houses, cars, she says. And I understand that everybody hates Jamie Lynn, but I just can't imagine being raised in the environment that she was raised in. It's almost like an Aaron Carter situation, not to bring it back to Aaron, but like your older sibling is already a celebrity. You know, they have all this fame and all this money. They pulled your family out of poverty. Your parents are narcissistic drug addicts or alcoholics. And, you know, you're piggybacking off of the talent of your sibling who does genuinely love you and is probably the only person that does. You know, somebody has to be a scapegoat in a family like that. And so Jamie Lynn, I think, did whatever she could probably to protect herself. And it doesn't surprise me to hear that she was a total nightmare and a terror. But I can't help to think, you know, that a lot of that is her parents' fault and circumstance. But fast forward, and she's putting out a book while her sister is going through one of the worst times in her life. Pretty crazy. So, you know, once she grows up and becomes an adult, I mean, she definitely chose to be a bad person. I wonder if, like I said, if we'll ever see a family reunion between Brittany and her sister, another holiday, something. I know that supposedly she visited her sister on set recently, but we never know if that crap is real, right? She talks a little bit about her brother Brian, who she was close with, and he had suffered a tragic accident and that bonded them. I didn't remember her talking about her mom's car accident where she killed a child. Am I imagining that? But I don't know. Let me know, you guys, if you know. Because I feel like nobody mentioned that, and I'm pretty sure that that's a thing that happened. But yeah, we hear a little bit about Brian, and it seems like she really likes Brian. So, I mean, I don't know. That's interesting. And then Felicia, right? She was told by Jamie that Brittany no longer wanted to have her as her assistant, and she basically disappeared. Brittany never said this and would have wanted Fee in her life if she had the choice, right? She would have never gotten rid of her. So that was really heartbreaking to hear just how isolated she was from everybody. It's crazy to think how naive she was when she was with Justin, because he basically broke her. I mean, she explains how in love, like pathetically in love, she says she was with him, and how his family was the home that she went back to. And she actually quotes Thomas Wolfe and says, "You can't go home again," which I thought was wild. Okay. Demi Moore also quotes this book, You Can't Go Home Again, by Thomas Wolfe, in the introductory monologue of Now and Then, written by I. Marlene King. But anyways, back to Justin. He would definitely fit right in with the men of Rosewood, I'm telling you guys. But basically, he broke up with her over text message. Like I said, he's a fuckboy. And he had cheated on her, like, a lot of times. And she cheated on him. I mean, it seems like a pretty typical, you know, young relationship, in my opinion. During their relationship, she got an abortion at his request, and Felicia and Justin were there with her during her abortion at home. Like, she did it via pill. And since Justin felt they couldn't be seen going, like, to a doctor or a clinic, he just made her do it at home. And I hate to say made her, but, like, I don't know, the way that she frames it, it's kind of as if, not kind of, she straight up says, like, if it was up to her, she would have sought medical attention. But they, the proverbial they kept her there to deal with this. And it was terrifying and the worst pain she's ever experienced in her life. And she mentions Justin played guitar to her while she was going through this experience. And so I'm curious if Justin Timberlake or Jessica Biel will ever make a comment on this. I'm sure neither of them will. I'm definitely watching to see if like Justin is affected or pressed in any way by this revelation. But the thing is, I don't think that he has much of a career. It's funny because I was watching Alpha Dog the other night, which is random, I know, but it's such a good movie. And I realized, like, Justin Timberlake is a good actor. And actually, I wanted to see him, even though I love Ryan Gosling, there was moments during the Barbie movie where I thought Justin Timberlake should have played Ken. He can dance. But I don't know. That's probably crazy. But the thing is with Justin in this book is that she kind of lets him get away with a lot by saying that, you know, he's simple in a way. But I think that he's so calculated. She pretty much puts it in this way that Justin doesn't even understand what he's done to this day, but I don't think that that's true. I just don't buy that line of thinking. And, you know, she goes into detail about Kevin and how he pretty much broke her as a person and broke her heart and her trust. I mean, finding out that he had kids after they were already so deeply involved and then having him leave her before, you know, her kids were even toddlers was, I'm sure, beyond traumatizing. With all of the relationship stuff, it's like, you know, that's kind of par for the course for anybody's messy, toxic life, right? But I don't know, the way she just so casually talks about the abuse that her family and all of these attorneys and handlers and companies were involved in, it's really just heart-wrenching and terrifying. That was the other thing. You know, it's terrifying that this could happen to somebody and did happen to somebody. It's terrifying in a way that it happened to her grandmother and then it happened to her. You know, it just makes you really sick to your stomach to think what the gravity of being a woman in this society is. And she pretty much just tells her life story up into finding her freedom again and finding herself, really. I think it's great, but I don't think it's any information that we don't already know. For me, like I said, the biggest takeaway was Michelle Williams' performance. I am absolutely in love with her performance and just her reading of Britney's words. Beautiful. Do I think that Britney Spears completely wrote this book? I have no idea, but I would not be surprised in the least to find out that she didn't, you know, actually write this book. But I also wouldn't be surprised to find out she did. She did name people by name, as far as like Robin and TriStar and Lou Taylor. So we'll see if anything comes of that. I mean, I just don't think there's going to be any lawsuits, but who knows? Isn't there still going to be a full accounting of her money and the conservatorship? But yeah, this book is truly a masterclass in generational trauma and abuse. I mean, to read that her grandmother was put on lithium after the death of her son was just tragic and heartbreaking. And to see that play out again with Britney is so sad. And I mean, I don't know how you could read this book or listen to this book and not feel moved. I know a lot of people were saying like, well, it's so long ago. Why does she have to bring up Justin Timberlake? And, you know, it's, she should leave it in the past and it's not classy. I felt like a very small part of the book was even about Justin Timberlake in the past. I mean, she said that she loved being on the Mickey Mouse Club. I think she was very gracious when talking about Christina Aguilera. And, you know, for the most part, it was truly about what she's been going through in the last 10 years. She gave a special shout out to all of her Free Britney people. Britney's been so exploited her entire life. I hope that she gets a much needed break from the media, but I don't think that paparazzi will ever stop following her. What I haven't done is rewatched Crossroads in a really long time, so I'm going to watch that just because, I mean, when I say a long time, it's probably been over 5 years since I have watched that movie. So I'm going to rewatch it, probably talk about it on here, and I'm definitely going to listen to the book all over again. Like I said, I loved Michelle Williams' performance. It was beautiful, it was moving, it was transcendent, it was painful, it was terrifying. And so, yeah, I'm going to listen to it all over again, and I'm sure I'll have more to say later, but I just wanted to jump on here real quick and express my thoughts about the book. And I want to see what you guys have to say about it too, so definitely leave a comment. Let me know if you're reading it, listening to it. Let me know what you guys thought. And do you think it's crazy for me to think that anybody could have technically written this book? Anyways, I just want to say a special shout out to all of my Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I hope that everybody is having an amazing day, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Later.